When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody.
You guys, we are all stuck inside, but guess what? I got a goody 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 episode of the goody goody for you. First, we're going to sit down and talk to my son Wolfie, then we're going to talk to my bestie Ashley Tisdale, and then to cap it all off, we're going to get some gardening tips as well as life advice from my mother Ursula Fry. So let's start off with Wolfie.
Wolfie, how do you think the world is going to be able to flatten the curve with this disease?
Not hard. Stay home.
Just stay home. Okay, cool. So to flatten the curve, we need to just stay home.
Stay home.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be more clear. Everyone needs to stay home. Now, we have taken little road trips out to jump out in the snow or to see some turtles. When you are out in public, what kind of precautions do you take?
A big one.
Big precautions. Like if you see people around where you thought you were going to get out, what do?
Caution.
Oh, you go somewhere else. That's brilliant. I didn't think about that. So if you were going to go to a hike, say, and the parking lot is full of cars, you say,
bye. I need to be at China. Peace out. Bye, bud. Go out, bud.
And then where do you go?
Quiet.
Oh, somewhere where no one else is. That's brilliant. That's great. Now, what do you miss the most about being out in public?
Please, Cousin.
You think that's silly?
Yeah.
Why?
I see your dad.
Oh, you don't want to like, I get it. Yeah, it's like, what's the use of missing things? They're going to go back to normal one day. Do you have any prediction of how long this quarantine is going to last? As long as the cat's tail. All right. I mean, how much? What does that usually mean?
2 months.
2 months. Okay, cool. Wolfie, how would you act if, let's just do a simulation, if the government was like, we're going to be on lockdown for 6 years?
No.
You just say no?
Raccoon.
You would call upon the raccoon population to do what?
What doing?
You'd say, what are you doing to them?
Yeah.
And then what would they say?
What doing?
So they would say, what doing too?
Yeah.
And then maybe you guys would get together and like solve it, you and the raccoons?
Sorry, the raccoon?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would solve it with the raccoons.
Go back. Hat on.
Hat on. Does a hat mean mask to you?
No.
Well, the therapist we had on Renee Shokerman last week said that we should breathe in our fears and surrender to them. Yeah. So that's kind of what we did when we imagined the worst and we had a little tantrum. All right, I think that means the interview's over. Thank you so much, Wolfie. Thank you so much for your wisdom. I mean, I can't say enough. Can't say enough about the words you say, honey.
She's not time. Goody, goody.
All right, that's very sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time again, Wolfie. And again, 8 plus 8 is?
100
divided by 2 is?
50.
And 30 times 2 is?
60.
And the capital of Canada is?
Ottawa.
Ottawa's right, baby.
Who let the dogs out?
Happiness is hitting me like a dog day that's over. Ladies and gentlemen, happiness. Welcome to the quarantine. That's not the name of the show. This show is called The Goody Goody, and we're about to call my goody goody sweetie bestie, goody pop star, business lady friend. Where is Ashley? There we go. We're calling Ashley.
Hello?
My quarantini friend, my quarantini friend, my friend that's in quarantini friend.
I just sanitized my headphones and sanitized my phone.
Are you washing your handles every single day? Are you Cloroxing? Is your hand cracking?
Yes.
It's so weird geographically how it all trickled down. Like, we were seeing things happening in Italy but not reacting to it. But now it's like, now it's officially like, how do we make our digital dreams come true? Because there's no physical dreams. Like, there's no walking out onto a stage.
I mean, at least right now, but eventually.
I'm
predicting
it's like, this is it forever, Ashley.
There's a saying called "this too shall pass." So I think we do need to stay positive.
I like that the saying's called what the saying is.
Yes. Yeah. This is a moment of time. And I think that, we just have to know it's right now and in this present moment. And I think the last couple of weeks we were obviously getting acclimated to the new normal. And now that we're in it, I think let's stay positive and like get back to work. Like, Sabrina is a workaholic, obviously.
I can't stop working. I just keep on. I'm doing people's taxes. I'm taking orders for gardening. I built a new table yesterday. Did you see that table? You did see that table.
Yeah, it looks so good.
Dude.
I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
When will we be able to? You and I.
It's such a physical relationship. Most of the way Ashley and I talk is just through pulsing and hand-holding. But who would have thought there's this video that we took on set where we hadn't seen each other for like a few days and we did like a slow motion hug and spin. But like, that's like a controversial video now, or that's like, like now, forbidden.
Yeah. That's like,
and I'm such a high fiver. Like, I like to touch.
I love to hug people.
Yeah. Well,
that's just so crazy.
I think that part is going to take a while for sure. Like, hugging people.
I know.
Is going to feel weird.
Well, you better get ready, Sabrina. I'm going to hug you.
What? Have you cried yet?
I cried when we first got back to LA, like 2 days in.
Because you were shooting a movie as everything was hitting, which is also wild.
Yeah, I also cried a lot out there.
Yeah. Well, it's weird to be like, there's all sorts of different people are in all sorts of different positions, and sometimes when I start to feel like dark about it, I start to think about like people that are in the toughest positions and how are they supposed to get through it. But
yeah,
I think a tough position is not to be home while this shit is happening.
Yeah, that was really hard. And then once I got back, I think I realized how different and like what's happened versus like, obviously when we were out there doing the movie, it felt like I was obviously hearing all this stuff, seeing all this stuff happening in LA. But where we were was very, like, there wasn't a lot of cases. So it was kind of like normal life still. And then when I got back here, it was just like, hit me that, shit's changed. And I think also just being able to like, see my family has been really hard because my 87-year-old grandma lives with my mom and dad. So
I have
seen
bubble.
My parents. But like, I don't hug them. I don't get close to them. The social distance between us. And that part's, I like miss hugging my mom and like my dad and my grandma. But I just want to like make sure they're safe. That's definitely been the hardest for me. But there's obviously a lot harder shit happening in the world. And like, I just feel bad for the people that are going through it and have lost jobs. And so
the thing that makes me like this morning, I cried, I think for the first time, definitely not in my life. I'm a big cry. Are you a crybaby?
I was going to say no, but you cried because we're just so excited to have me on.
I was like, oh my God, Ashley's going to be on the Goody Goody. I was crying because I was watching that video and someone posted and said, like, I don't know if it's real or fake, but it was like everyone was playing Biggie in Brooklyn. Everyone was playing his music, and it just, and it made me feel like, you know, I lived there for 8 years in Brooklyn, and just knowing that there's like this big, it feels like there's this big tidal wave coming, like a big tsunami sized wave. And there's the layer that of like, okay, the government knew the wave was coming, people sold their stocks. That's like a really tough pill. But then also just mm-hmm. like that we can't all get on the same page and protect ourselves, you know, that it's like it's just like a game that we don't have the right tools for or something. I don't know. I started crying when I saw that video.
Yeah, I think it's like the biggest thing right now is just like, you know, it's really about other people versus ourselves mm-hmm. in this situation. And, you know, I think that is really interesting to see kind of how people react to that, because, you know, even like when I was on set, I was more concerned about the people I was working with than myself, because I was like, you know, there's older people on this set, yeah. and not that it's not affecting younger people, but I was just like, I don't know, just like, I think it's this moment where we really need to think of other people. So staying inside is for other people. We have to like stop thinking about our feelings in it and mm-hmm. start feeling for others. And I think that it's hard, because a lot of this is, what you and I have talked about is just like, I think it's just like kind
Honey,
of showing
that's
people,
the name of your cosmetic line.
No, that cosmetic line is done.
Honey, everything is done. You did it just in time.
No, but what were you saying? You're like, you said that it's
we're looking at that. We're
colors.
Like, kind of. I mean, just that I was just feeling just, I don't know, sad that we didn't do it earlier. Honestly, like, I feel like this was a big wave that like we should have been able to see. But also, like,
well, that's
I don't know.
Not our fault. That's the people in charge.
Well, I'm blaming you, Ashley Tisdale. You could have sang a song called "A Wave Is Coming." I would have done background vocals.
Oh no.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah,
no,
I guess
think that it's like showing like people who. It's kind of just like highlighting people in a way that like your friends that you know. That might be a little bit more thinking about themselves. It's even more so, I think, in this moment compared to, I don't know. I just think it's showing people and like their situations. And I think that we need to wake up with a grateful heart. And mm-hmm. I wake up every morning with gratitude and I take a breath and I'm like, you know, no matter what, like just write a grateful list of things that you are feeling grateful for. And I think changing the perspective is really helpful. Like I've had a friend complain about like how this is now going to go on till April 30th. And I was just like, okay, well, while you're sitting in your home, why don't you start thinking about how many lives we're saving by doing this?
Yeah. And so why don't like, you start working out, you stinky little bitch. I wish that was quarantine, Ashley.
I know, right?
Hollywood scoop, 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 scoop. Hollywood scoop, 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 scoop.
Yeah, it's great to like have jobs. It's great to work and do stuff in your career. But it's the stuff at the end of the day that we'll remember is the moments that we have with each other. And I think that that's sometimes, you know, when we do get into that rut of just like, you know, with, especially with like how we are with social media and like everyone's trying to do something. It's like, take this moment to connect with everybody again and connect with, you know, your family, whether it's on Zoom or FaceTime. And I don't know. I just feel like there's a reason this is happening. It's not just happening. And mm-hmm. so kind of like be in that moment and, you know, whether it's, sometimes we have to work on ourselves. Like I love to work on myself and have the time to do that, whether it's reading books or spiritually growing. And, you know, even if like, say, you know, you're out of a job, like maybe you have,
why does it have
passion,
to be me, Ashley? Why
passion.
Is it always me in the examples that's out of a job? Maybe you're out of
saying.
A job. Maybe you're out
no,
of a job.
You're out of a job.
You're out of a fucking job, Ashley.
That you're out of a job and you found gardening to be something you really love. So I think
Bitch,
you should be
if
a gardener.
You try and make a hypothetical where I am a full-time gardener, I will murder you.
I have definitely asked for your services over at my house. So yeah. I could be your first client.
And, you know, Ashley, maybe as you're like cleaning all the door handles, you say to yourself, oh my God, I fucking love cleaning.
I could definitely be an organizer. I could come over and organize your house.
I was thinking more just general janitor. Like, I don't want you to have the pressure okay. of owning a business.
You're hilarious.
Yeah, these changing jobs. So I was listening to this podcast that Sam, do you know Sam Harris? He has a meditation app called Waking Up. And then he also has a podcast called, I forget the name, but he was interviewing this like young tech savant dude. And this guy created WordPress, and he was already running his business remotely and had like his whole company was all over the world and they were already doing Zoom meetings and stuff. So he was giving people advice on that. But then at the end of the podcast, they were kind of talking about the future. And they were both sort of like, well, we can kind of be sure that this is not like the only time this is going to happen. And so like, sure, things will go back to normal. But like, there is, I guess maybe my like bristling at people who are doing something right away is the fact that I know that I will have to kind of figure out a way to scratch my itch. I mean, the podcast certainly is like a goody-goody thing. But beyond that, like doing stand up, I just like is there going to be Zoom show? Are you going to do a Zoom show? Like, what are we going to like do?
Honey,
that?
We're going to do a Zoom show together.
Yes, bitch. Should we
this
do?
This is why.
That like the View style Zoom
because
show.
We're creators and we like to work with each other. And let me tell you, we're going to create a cell, you and I and our families, so you and I can film shit together.
This is just like perfect for you because your long game has been kidnapping me all along.
I mean, it really is. I just want to be part of your family. No, yeah. I think that I don't know what it is. I don't know what that is. And I think that that's what's the beauty of it, of like what that next step is. And I do think that, you know, like I think there'll be new ways of doing things. I still think acting is going to be a big, I do think arts and acting are.
Yeah, people need to be entertained.
Though. Well, yeah, they had.
But then, like, how are we going to film season two just like in full hazmat suits?
Well, we could because our show is about a hospital. So
I know,
but
truly, like, we have to. First of all, we have to protect Patty. She's our diamond.
We definitely need to protect Patty,
and she's above. She's above that line.
Aren't they doing like how they're getting back to normal in China? Aren't they doing like fever tests and stuff everywhere?
Yeah.
So yeah. I do think that there'll probably be some type of protocol where I don't think the jobs on set are going to be like the amount of people we've had in the past. I think they might, in order to get through it, I think they might have like limited
people.
Yeah. And I think that they'll just be new ways of doing things, you know, and hopefully it's really about flattening the curve and like just trying to get, you know, listen, I look up astrology stuff. I talk to astrologers and a lot of them are foreseeing that June is when things kind of go back to normal. So that's my hope. But
this is what I love about our friendship, you know, is just getting you to spend money on all these astrologers and bring me back the bare bones goods. Cause last time I did spend the money with you, we watched
I was
this
like,
astrologer.
Girl, don't be lying. You spent.
I did, but that's the last $35 I give to the moon people. I mean,
oh my,
God. My wife would slap me if she heard me say that. I don't even know what it means, but I know it would
pretty
offend her.
Amazing. I do have to say that was like one of the most fun nights ever with you. we were dying laughing over that whole conference.
Okay, I want some tips for TikTok. Even though you've given them to me, I want you to share some of them with the listeners. You like joined TikTok while I knew you. And you were like, yeah, you should join too. I just got like 2 million followers in a couple days. And I was like, oh my God, it's easy. I'll do it. And I've been stagnant at, I don't know how many, but
just you stopped.
No, it's because you're famous, but also it's because you dance so good. And part of the, is this true or not? Part of dancing so good, aside from choreography, is like feeling like you're discovering it as you go, which means making your face kind of like laughing at yourself, like just being like, ooh, that was a cute move.
Well, I think the reason why I smile and laugh is mainly because I just don't take myself too seriously. And I think that when I'm dancing these sexy dances, it's hard for me not to laugh at myself because I'm like, this is so dumb. Like that I think it's like when people are like really serious about it, I'm just like, you just are trying to look hot, you know, like, and I'm not really trying to look like hot. I'm just trying to like actually do the dance. But, I mean, one of my last dances, I was like fully laughing at myself because everyone like does this ass move. And like my ass move just like was not as good. And I was just like, this is what I've got. And so I just started laughing at myself.
We could teach people a TikTok dance, and then that's social interaction. Then they start doing the TikTok dance. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a segment.
Yeah.
And that's how you live forever, dog.
All right, I got a segment.
We
got
to do that. We need to do a Zoom show together.
Is it a Zoom? We should do a Zoom show and a podcast and sell masks.
Yeah, we should do a Zoom show together. And like, it's like an hour of us on Zoom and people tune into us on Zoom.
And it's super casual, right?
Yeah, super casual, talking about our day and like what we did today.
Okay, maybe we make a meal, we set an intention for a workout, and then we do a
TikTok.
Ooh,
Shauna can teach us a recipe. Yeah.
Shauna can
play us some music.
Well, I'm actually the recipe bitch over here. I don't know why I'm leaning so hard into the word bitch during the quarantine.
You know, it's really funny because I always want to text you and be like, bitch, what's going on? But I just didn't know if that would offend you.
Nothing coming from you will offend me. I have to put myself through a filter, I think. But bitch, what was I saying, bitch? I'm the recipe king.
Show.
Oh, you watched May's show?
Yes.
May Martin's show called Feel Good, just released on Netflix. I mean, people fucking love it.
Good.
It's so good. It's
she's
such
really
a
really good.
She's really fucking good. And she didn't so I knew her when we were like kids. She has my name tattooed to her ankle because we were like stoned one day, and when she was like 15, I was like 16, and she was like, I want to get a tattoo, but I don't have any money. And I was like, I'll pay for it.
Oh my God,
if you get my signature.
Date?
No, we never dated. We were like,
no,
two butches don't make it right. In my mind, or like for me, the configuration is very, I know that's closed minded. I believe in a future where like gay men date butch women. How are relationships? I read a how are relationships? Ashley, how's everyone's relationship? Yeah, like talk to me about quarantine relationships. Let's talk about tips on that. I read a cool article this morning.
Well, I'm very grateful to have a quarantine mate, which is my husband.
Trademark. She's already trademarked it, honey. It's already a company.
Trademarked
she is already selling quarantine mate lip gloss.
You know, there's stuff that in our relationship we will argue about and then you just like get over. And I think because now we're spending so much time with each other, we're like kind of letting go of things that we might get annoyed with. However, he was upset. He hid some chips from me. He hid them from me because I don't know how to close them correctly and they go stale. So I was looking for these chips because I wanted them with my salsa. And I was like, where are the chips going? He was like, I hid them. And I'm like, you hid the chips from me? And he's like, you don't know how to close them correctly. They're going to go stale. And I was like, I can't believe you hid the chips. So like, here we are arguing about the chips. But then there's moments
Was that like a sincere argument? Because I think that's cute.
No, I mean, he was just like, he was more like, you need to like close them correctly. Those are our only chips. he's actually looking at me going, those are our only chips.
He's like, I stand by it, bitch.
He's like, I stand by it. It wasn't like a full blown argument. I think the more of the arguing will come from like he's such a great guy. Like honestly, we'll watch movies and he'll let me choose the movie and it'll be like a horrible Olsen Twins movie and he'll watch it with me. And so it's like I can't get too upset with him because like, you know, there's like things that, you know,
if you get upset, you'll take away your Olsen's and your tortilla chips.
Yes, yes. No, I think it's just like, we are good. We found out earlier in our relationship, we are good at like stressed out moments, because we've been through moments where there's been stress related things happen, and we know when to kind of like not get too on top of each other
it
about
sounds
these
like
little things.
What you're saying is, yeah, you're good at letting things go and not letting the tension around you affect the way you treat each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that like maybe like last week I was just like, I can't just be doing the cooking all my own, like all by myself on my own. So he's like been really helpful and like helping me, and so it doesn't feel like it's just all me, or like he's been doing like the laundry more. So like we take turns at doing things, and we're finding like a system. Granted, we don't have kids, so it's like we have two dogs. So it's really just about like our needs, where I don't know, like people with kids, that's probably got to be hard, you know, like, cause you know, Chris obviously is still working, as he is a, you know, composer. So his work hasn't stopped, and, which is great for him. So he's able to do what he needs to do. But like, I can't imagine us having a kid while he's trying to work and then me trying to figure out things to do. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I think that's probably
people
a hard
that have,
balance.
I think it is a hard, like, new reality with just, you know, having your kid full time and adding that. So Shauna and I started this thing, last week, where we take, basically give each other a day off every other day. And that doesn't mean that,
yeah,
like,
awesome.
I'm like in my house. I just took a bath with Wolfie. It's Shauna's day. Like, there's still moments of relief within it. But today, Shauna knew when she woke up, it's her day with Wolfie. So she's got something planned to do with him. We are gardening right now. Like, she's just like, it makes you think about an activity to do on that day and not think like, oh my God, it's another week. It's another 7 days of figuring out something to do with the kid. That trade-off is really important for both of us, and it's been working really well. That being said, I have friends that whose one partner, and I think in most cases it's, I hate to admit it, but my straight friends. And it's the men that have the jobs, and it's the girls that are the women that are like having, like, who have jobs, but they're not active right now because everything's shut down, and now have full, it's like they're running a daycare, and it's like not,
yeah.
It is interesting. It's like pulling people back to these really sort of like old gender roles, but I think in a good way, where it's now like women know to negotiate their way out of it. So like last week when I talked to this friend that was totally overwhelmed with her kids and the husband was working, she was like at her wit's end. And then this week she's like, yeah, we're building in so that like he has to leave his work, come hang out with the kids, and then go back to work so that I get these 45-minute breaks. And so people are kind of figuring out how, because I think the cool thing about what's happening with relationships is like there is no bluffing. There's something about like when you got married, there's this added layer that can be daunting when you have a fight, or really, really soothing, which is that like we have to get through this. And now
yeah.
It's like there is no, there's like another layer of no bluffing, because if you have a disagreement and, you know, it starts with like something as small as the tortilla chips or like someone leaving the milk out or whatever it is, you can, if you had the ability to leave your house, you could make a meal out of that, you know, like depending on your mood and how your energy is in the day and the other person, you could really like take that for a nice walk of a day of like ruining the energy between the two. But now it's like, I'm not going to poison the energy. The energy between my wife and I and my child and I is like, that's everything. That's like, that
yeah.
is the smell in the house. It's like, I'm not going to make this house smell like farts all day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did that make sense?
It makes sense. It does.
Good, because I wrote it this morning. It's a beautiful monologue. I'm gonna put it in
so
a screenplay,
beautiful.
Broadway TV show play.
Yeah. Well, I do think that, like, no matter what, I think that relationships are either thriving or not. But I think that it's important that even if they aren't, you realize how time is everything. And, like, you know, I think that if there is not something working out between you and your partner or boyfriend or husband, whatever, like, I don't know, like
girlfriend,
soulmate or whatever.
Baby daddy, girlfriend, cutie pie, bitch,
I don't know.
Girl.
I just said babies, and you and your baby are not working out.
If things with you and your baby are not working
out, it's
I mean, let that baby go. If it comes back to you, then it truly did love you. Okay.
I think that's what it shows is that it's not the right thing for you, and I think that it's good to learn that and good to know that. You know, like if something isn't right in your life, it's time
it's better to
face
to know
that
now.
And yeah, and get out of that, because really you have one life and, you know, it's pointless to be miserable in it.
Yeah. But like, what is your advice for someone who's realized that they don't want to be with the person that they're with, but then quarantined with them now for months?
I think
you got to kind of pretend like you do want to be in it, but be chiller about everything. Cause literally like they'll be thinking like, we've got to work this out. But in your mind, you're like, I'm on Zillow. I'm on Redfin. I'm moving out and whatever you want.
I think that you give them the respect to know that it's probably not working out, but like also have each, like, it's like, okay, then like, how do we separate in this situation living together? Like, how do we, you know, I don't think
you
like,
have to do like one day on, one day off with the house, like we're doing with Wolfie. Like,
yeah.
You can walk around on Mondays. I can walk around on Tuesdays. Damn, that sucks. My heart
that's
goes out
hard,
to you.
Yeah, that's definitely not easy for sure.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
But I do think Chris has always said too that before you speak, you should like think about what you're saying, because no matter what, negative stuff, especially in arguments, will stick with you, just like what you're saying. So it's like, don't just like, you know, when I was younger, I used to just blurt out tons of stuff just to make the other person more mad because I was so upset over something. You know, I was like that type of
chick. And if you were doing that, if you were doing that with me, what would that sound like?
I'm not going to reenact it. I was crazy back in the day.
What's the meanest thing that you could tell me?
To the person? Or
to me,
like, to you?
Personally.
I would never say anything mean to you, girl.
But what is it, girl? Tell it to me. Tell it to me.
I don't know. You have to get me more. Yeah, you would have to get me like mad. Like, honestly, back in the day, I used to hate when boyfriends would walk out on you. Like, you know, like they would get into an argument and their whole thing would just be to like leave. And then like leave you there, just sitting there in your like upset moment of like being like, wait, we just got into a fight and you're just leaving. Like, I thought that was such a cop out, because it's like, that's so rude. Like, I was like, so my rule after that was like, you can't leave. Whether you're the type of person in an argument that needs to like, okay, I'm too heated and I need to like walk to think, then yeah, take a walk around the street. But don't be just leaving someone in a fight. Like, that's so crappy. So I used to like, you know, if they would leave, I would just go off on them. I'd be like,
your mother is a whore who I've seen work for low prices.
Oh my God. No, I don't even know that. I can't remember that stuff back in the day. Why are we on this subject?
Because I'm trying to dig deep, girl. It's the quarantine. We've got all day long. This is a 45-hour interview. I hope you've got the batteries in your microphone over there.
Okay. And lastly, what are your favorite qualities of mine?
Your personality. Your humor.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
And I love your personality and your humor too. And you know what? Let's do this again soon. And next time, let's get more details for our Zoom show so that people can come in, get about, and get them connected and up and over.
All right.
Digital world. Digital business. Okay. Digital okay. world.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, okay. Bye. Call your mommy.
Who let the dogs out?
Hang it up.
Guess what, ho? You on the goody goody. What do you got for the listeners?
Where are you?
I'm at home and I'm talking to you and I'm recording my podcast. Ashley was the guest today. We were talking about quarantining.
Great.
We were talking about keeping your head up high. And you, my
Kopf hoch,
Kopf hoch, is the Swiss German way to say it.
Yeah.
I want you to share with me what you're cooking today.
Oh, right now I'm actually not cooking. Dad made soup, a vegetable soup, because he didn't like my last one because I put a bay leaf in it.
What?
So now he's showing me how to make soup.
What a loser.
Okay, well, whatever, you know. Anyways, right now I'm putting hot pepper seeds in the earth. I took
just putting a spell
eggs.
On your husband?
No, he wanted me to do that. I took egg cartons and I put earth in it, and now I'm putting the seeds in there and having them here by the window with a lamp over it, and I put a heating pad under it to give it some extra heat, and I made a dome out of the salad. You know, the salad that you buy in these, you know, containers, like, you know, the
plastic
spinach
containers.
And spring mix. I made a dome out of it, you know, to kind of make it like a greenhouse.
You know what I've been
doing?
But
now I read that, I saw your garden.
No. I want to tell you what I want to do. I'm putting the dome from the salad on my head, and I'm peeing in those little egg containers, and I'm making sure that I pee evenly in each of them. Then I freeze it, and then I throw them around the neighborhood.
You're so stupid. Really, Bina, come on. Come on. You know. Really.
Ehrlich,
honestly, you know. Such a silly daughter I have. Such a silly daughter.
Okay, sorry for cutting you off.
Anyways, hope they will germinate. Yeah.
Germinate?
So I made a dome. The seeds have to germinate.
What does germinate mean?
Because means they will make little flowers. They will plants. Plants will come out of them.
Okay.
So, anyways, because they're saying hot pepper plants are a little bit difficult. I have seeds from 2 years ago. I kept a few dried peppers.
So
I'm using them. Plus, I'm using some from the freezer because they say that you can also, you know, if you don't have them in the freezer for too long, like I had them for over almost 2 years. But anyways, maybe they'll come out. We'll see. And then Dad wanted me to make some from vine tomatoes. So I took some out of a tomato today. I'll plant it and see if it comes. Takes a while for it to come, you know. It's not something that's going to show up in 2 or 3 days. But your garden looks beautiful.
You've got time now. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Took some old pieces of wood, made a triangle, put some soil in it, put some plants in there.
What about the squirrels now?
I don't know. People have so I on Instagram asked people their tips on how to keep squirrels out, and basically most people just said like, "Bitch, you're out of luck. The squirrels are gonna get what the squirrels want." People said get a BB gun. Yeah. But I think
know how to keep. If you want to keep birds out, they used to hang like, you know, kind of shiny thing like foil paper that kind of weaves around, and they kind of are scared. I don't know.
I think they said
animals
cayenne
that are
pepper.
Scared of owls.
Ooh. Should we dress Wolfie up like an owl and put him out there?
People buy statues of owls and put it there. I think it's pigeons. Maybe squirrels too. I don't know. I'll look around a little bit.
Okay.
Anything.
So what I also heard coffee grinds, putting those in there, or cayenne pepper, putting that there. So we'll try that. And we'll also put that chicken wire around the triangle.
Coffee grounds. Yeah. You know, coffee grounds are actually good because they don't like, hair. If you have any, like if anybody's cutting hair, if you can put hair, they don't like to dig in hair. You know, they say if you put hair, let's say if you have bulbs or something like
hair,
that, like tulips,
hair,
put hair around it in the
hair,
earth, you know.
Pubes.
Somehow the squirrels don't like to dig there. And is Wolfie now sleeping in a bed without that front on?
Well, we were just talking about that. We tried last night, but then I checked the camera in his room and he was like diagonally sleeping with his head on the floor. So I went to go get him, and then I didn't succeed in trying to put him back down. So then he slept between us. I ordered a rail for that crib, and in the meantime, I'm putting the mattress on the floor, and I'll just put him down on that mattress.
Okay,
Mom, before we go, I need you to share with the world
for anyone who is struggling right now, what is your advice for people to get through the day and keep their head up high?
Just, you know, try to look at positive things, like if you have internet or music, you know, things that are uplifting. And don't watch too much news, and just know that we're all in the same boat and we'll get over it. You know, eventually we'll get over it. We don't know how long it's going to be. But, you know, just watch funny videos or uplifting videos, you know, and music. That's all. That's all I can say. If you can go for walks, you know, look at nature. I just saw in the front yard, I have some, you know, crocuses coming out, like dark purple. I didn't even plant them. Remember, I transplanted these plants from Samir's friend's garden?
Yeah.
And I guess they were inside the roots of some other plant that I took, and now they're blooming there, you know. And if you go for walks now, I mean, you guys have it. Are lucky you see so many colorful things out there already. Here, nothing much has come out, but crocuses are out, you know, and they're looking beautiful.
So look for crocuses, watch videos of my stand-up, and keep your head up high.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, mommy, I love you. I'll talk to you FaceTime with the baby in a bit. I love you.
Okay, good.
Do you love me more or Wolfie more?
Oh, Bina, I love you both, okay? I cannot say more or less, okay? I love you both.
You definitely love Shauna a little bit less than both of us?
No, I can't say that either.
Okay, well, write down the spreadsheet and send it in.
Which spreadsheet?
The spreadsheet of love. You know, rank everybody.
Oh, how much love? Oh, yeah,
rank everybody and we'll see who's number one.
Okay, I'm back to my plants. My
and left.
Here.
Okay. Okay. Auf Wiedersehen.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Yeah, bye, Bina, bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.